Welcome to I Feel Your Pain, where stories of loss meet sacred solidarity. A space for storytelling, testimony, lament, and healing. My name is Tina Norbury, a communication strategist by training, a grief navigator by lived experience. You find yourself here today because your pain has a name, a date, a memory that weighs more than you can handle alone. For me, it is the 2nd of August. This episode is the new normal, rebuilding a life of meaning. What does life look like when you stop trying to go back to normal? I mean, when you start now building the life that emerges from the scars you have. In this episode, I will be talking about the slow intentional work of building a new life from the ground up, but not on the ashes of the old, but from the sacred ground where the old once stood. I will share what my life looks like now, not as a return or a comeback, but as a reinvention. Through the promise of Isaiah 43, I will explore how God does not just restore you, He makes things new. I will share the quiet practical steps that helped me to build an identity and a daily rhythm that could honestly hold both my loss and my current life. My story is about building a new house on the same land. That's how I see it. For a long time, I kept waiting to go back to normal. I wanted my life back. I really wanted to be where I was. Maybe we call it restitution, going back to where I was. But the life I was trying to return to was gone. It did not exist. Maybe, in other words, we could look at it as the house had bent down. The turning point came when I stopped staring at the ashes and finally picked up a new blueprint. I realized that my task was not to recreate, but it was to create. No more recreation, but creating something new. Slowly, a new architecture for my life began to rise. This new normal is not the absence of the pain I've gone through. It is the presence of a redefined purpose, and I see it most clearly in these three pillars. The first pillar is this podcast, giving language to this pain became a cornerstone. Number two, my passion for writing and pouring out twice a week on LinkedIn under the umbrella Meaningful Mondays and Full Circle Friday posts. It was another pillar. All my posts end with this signature purpose statement that I've created for myself. And this signature statement is listening deeply, leading clearly, communicating with care. This was not just posting for me, but practicing a new identity. The third pillar was studying a postgraduate level course after 12 years away from academia. It was just not an academic exercise, but I mean, for me, it felt like a spiritual expansion. I felt nudged to do this course and went for it. It's not specifically Christian leadership, but zones a lot. I chose modules that focused on Christian leadership or spiritual leadership. It was, for me, God's way of systematically rebuilding my understanding of who I could be and how He could use me. These were the three pillars, or the three pillars that helped me through this journey. This is where I am now. This is a life where scars are part of my foundation, but the flaws are not hidden. I'm not living in spite of my story, but I'm leading and communicating because of my story. Put it differently, maybe if I had not gone through everything I'd gone through, I wouldn't be doing this. I wouldn't be reaching out different people. I'll tell you that through my Meaningful Mondays and Full Circle Friday posts, I was obviously bringing in all the expertise that I've had over the years, that is leadership, communication, and interpreting. I managed to get a reach globally where people reaching out to me for my services. I become an authority, not because it's something I wanted to do, but through sharing my story. Sharing my story has built this new person, or has built this new stream. In this season of me building the blueprint for the new thing, one scripture became the divine permit for everything I was doing. Isaiah 43, verse 18 to 19 says, "Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland." Wow. It says, forget the former things. For me, this did not mean to disown my past or my pains and all the memories. For me, it meant to stop letting the longing for the past veto God's future. For me, when I'm reading it, He is saying, the blueprint for the old house is obsolete. Look at the plans I have drawn, the new plan. See, I am doing a new thing. Wow. For me, this rings differently now. That new thing for me is springing up in real time. It is this podcast, this exact episode you are listening to right now. My consistency on LinkedIn for just over a year now has landed me clients in different countries globally. It is one of my Raising Christian Leaders assignment that gave me a high distinction mark. That was the new thing. God promised streams in the wasteland. For me, these streams were surprisingly the flow of professional opportunities, the refreshing challenge of academic study, and just the rhythm of weekly writing grounded me a lot. For me, this verse gave me courage to perceive God's hand, not just in my survival, but in my specific, surprisingly rebuild. He surely has built a new thing in me. He surely has built something I never perceived. In solidarity, I would like you to think of your blueprint as unique, because it will be unique. But the process is shared. Rebuilding a meaningful life is a daily practice. It's a daily practice of aligning with the new thing that God is doing. Here is what that process taught me. Number one, I would say start with consistency. Small, consistent outputs. For me, it was the weekly posts. On Mondays, I will post meaningful Mondays. On Friday, I will post another post of Full Circle Friday on LinkedIn. For you, it could be maybe a daily walk, a weekly stretch. I don't know, maybe volunteering once a month. Consistency in a small thing builds the muscle of your new identity. I found this very helpful for me. The other thing is, let your pain refine your purpose, not define your limits. My passion for effective communication, leadership and interpreting were always there, but loss redefined these into listening deeply, leading clearly, communicating with care. Your deepest wounds often point to your most needed ministry. I've found this for me. I don't know what yours is. Maybe let me ask you this. What old skill is waiting for a new you? A more compassionate expression of the older you? Think about it. Explore. I find that investing in your growth is something that you can never go wrong with. Sometimes it might feel unrelated. Why do I want to do this new thing? Why do I want to go back to studying? Why do I want to study a new thing? It might actually feel daunting. But I'm telling you, for me, this module of organizational leadership and another module in authentic leadership, for me, it was God repurposing my experience of loss into a framework for leading others. I say, don't be afraid to learn something new. It is God expanding your capacity for the new thing that is building. Look for the streams. I mean, unexpected opportunities. Sometimes opportunities will come not wrapped as opportunities, but sometimes as challenges or as something that's not very relevant. For me, the new streams did not come from frantic hustling and really just doing a lot to be seen, maybe a comeback, but from just faithfully sharing my story, sharing my journey, sharing my insights. That, for me, opened new streams. I say, when you operate from an integrated story, for me, the pain and purpose combined, you will find that you will attract work that is deeply meaningful to you, and most probably many more others out there. Pay attention to the doors that are swinging open. Keep your eyes focused. The other thing I found helpful is to accept. Acceptance is so, it's work in progress. But when you accept that your signature will change or it has changed, it brings a new and fresh thinking into your life. My old signature changed. My old signature was creating businesses and business support and all that. Now my new signature is listening deeply, leading clearly, communicating with care. Your new normal deserves its own mission statement. What is yours? Think about that. Have a look and see what has changed. Your rebuilding your life with meaning will not look like mine, but the principle is the same. God is doing a new thing. Your job, your only job, is just to perceive it, partner with it, and have the courage to build something beautiful with the new material you have been given. This new thing comes with new building materials. Look at them and see how to use them. If you are rebuilding right now, you cannot see the rebuilding material. I pray that may God give you the courage to put down the old. Put down that old blueprint and pick up the new blueprint that God is handing and holding to you. Look closely. The new thing is already springing up. Open your eyes. Take time to have a look. The new thing is springing up. As we close, I leave you with three things. One, listen deeply to your pain. It is a language God understands. Number two, lead clearly through your grief, because your scars light paths for others. Number three, communicate with care, especially to the hurting soul in your mirror. Until next time, your pain is safe here.